Bibles, amen, this morning to the book of Philippians, chapter 2. That's right after Ephesians, amen, right before Colossians. If you can't follow, just follow along, glory to God. You cannot find it. A sermon entitled, In the Name of Jesus. If I were to say the name, listen, I know I'm going to get you riled up, amen, hallelujah, and I'm doing this purposely. Because I know it's already going to bring forth, cringe your hairs. If you have any, it's going to. But if I were to say the Raiders, amen. The Chiefs. Ooh. Ooh. If I were to say the Chargers. Oh. Steelers. Amen. Steelers are always in the right state. Don't matter where you are. Amen. See, I'm going to make a statement this morning. That I don't know, amen, who, and I just looked up the 10 most famous people, amen, and these came up. I don't know them. I didn't do my research, amen, but you might know them, glory to God. D4VD. I think he's a rapper or singer. Kendrick Lamar. Jimmy Kimmel. Cristiano Ronaldo, amen. Lionel Messi. The late Charlie Kirk. Erica Kirk. Zoran Mamdani. He wants to be your daddy. Amen. See, what's in a name, folks, this morning? Just the mention of someone's name, it sets off a chain reaction and thoughts in our minds. Someone's name, amen, brings to our mind the person that it bears. Their name brings an image of who they are. At the mention of someone's name, we think of all that we've experienced with or because of that person. If we don't know that person, all that we have been told or heard or read about that person, it comes to the forefront of our lives. Let's go ahead and read our text, Philippians 2, starting in verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and even given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, to understand that there is power in the name of Jesus. Let us be encouraged this morning that we can come and you will not reject us, Father. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. The mention of the name of Jesus brings forth thoughts, and feelings as well. How many know that? What does the name of Jesus mean to you? Because how many know that we can think about what it means to the sister in the front row, the brother there in the middle, here, or so and so, amen. But what does the name of Jesus mean to you? For those that know him, he is Lord and Savior. When you hear, amen, the name of Jesus, you automatically think of God. God is with us, Emmanuel. You think of a baby born in a manger. You think of the Garden of Gethsemane. We think of, amen, the cross of Calvary. We think of the empty tomb. We think of blood that was shed, amen, for you and I. And this morning, because of the blood, the Bible says there is life in the blood. You and I have life and life abundantly. Can I tell you, you can be alive this morning and still be dead, a dead man walking. But because of the blood of Jesus, and if that blood of Jesus is upon your life, amen, the Bible says there is power in the blood. See, when you hear the name of Jesus, it also brings forth, the thought of being forgiven. Being able to have eternal life. For those this morning that are here and don't know him, they may think that he's just, a good teacher, a scholar, a good man. You may have gone to church, amen, in your youth, and you were told stories about Jesus. Most people in the world, they have their opinions about Jesus. The other day, amen, listen, everywhere I go, wherever I'm at, amen, whether I'm at the store, whether I'm at a gas station, whether I'm just walking by, I tell people about Jesus. And the other day, it comes to be, amen, I get out of my car, I do all my things, amen, I'm pushing all the numbers, and then when I push the handle to go, amen, I turn and I face a man and I tell him, do you know Jesus? He says, whoa. He says, you scared me. I said, do you know Jesus? He says, well, I'm a JW. How many know what a JW is? Amen. He says, I'm a JW, but I know Jesus. I said, One of those is not like the other. Amen. He says, I know Jesus. Can I tell you, amen, the Jesus that they know is not the Jesus that you and I know. But they know of Jesus. He's just a good teacher. He's just, a good man. He has his opinion of Jesus. But see, that opinion is not based, on what the Bible says of Jesus. It is by words this morning, the Word of God, the Scripture. It is, the Bible says, that by the blood and the word of their testimony, that you and I can be saved. See, this morning, it is by the words and actions of those that are called by his name that you are able to call yourself a Christian. Can I tell you, you can be here this morning. You've heard about Jesus. He's just somebody good. You know, I'm afraid, amen, to kind of dig myself into it because I don't want to, amen, get into something else. Some of the stories that when I read the news, amen, it says are these people real or are they just mythical? And in the front, amen, they have a picture of Jesus, of what the world says, amen, this is who Jesus is. And, amen, listen, can I tell you, the world does not know, amen. They think he did exist, but he might be mythical because of all the different things, and the world has their opinions of him. See, you and I this morning, it is by what God has done upon people's lives that here they were dead. They were dead in their trespasses, amen, and now they are alive because of what Jesus has done in their life. See, you and I this morning, if you are a Christian, you bear the name of Jesus in your life. Just by calling yourself a Christian, you are identified in Christ. Christian. Christ. Amen? Christ-like. That's what Christian is. See, most people have heard about things about Jesus. But can I tell you, nothing speaks louder than someone who lives out what they say. See, you witness Jesus not because you say, I'm a member of church so-and-so, just, amen, because you have been brought to church from when you were knee-high to a grasshopper. Amen. You witness by the way you live your life, folks. You are Jesus that the world is looking at. You. If you say you are a Christian, you are what the world sees as Jesus. And because of that, amen, you're going to be a positive or a negative model. You can bring him glory or you can drag him through the mud. What do we do this morning? How can we tear down this morning the name of Jesus? We tear him down by how we live our lives, folks. We tear him down by our conduct. There are some this morning, amen, and this is not meant to offend you, but if you do, amen, there's an altar call at the end. There are some that call themselves Christians but live like devils. You may know some of these people, amen, or can I tell you sadly, amen. Hopefully it's not you. Amen. But that might be you this morning. You come into church. I can't tell you how many people, amen, have come into church and they tell me, Pastor, I'm not at church. I can live my life how I want. We're talking about people that sit here, shake your hand, tell you God bless you. When they leave those doors, they make statements like, I can do what I want. I'm not at church. I can say what I want. I'm not at church. I can act how I want because I'm not at church. Can I tell you, just because you're not at church, amen, does not mean that you can just undress yourself and now be Clark Kent, amen, and you're not Superman. You're an undercover. You can tell everything about the Bible. You can follow, scripture. But then you follow it up with the most dirtiest joke or even say the worst words that can ever be said. Can I tell you, those are people that come to church sometimes. They come to church and then as they're going out, you hear them saying the worst, people in the world would not even dare to say those things. They can tell you they know the Lord. And then they go up and they do everything just to be accepted by the world. See, how many know that if we do that, what that does, to an unbeliever is it tells them that you can live your life however you want, say whatever you want, because there's no change in your life. It tells the world that Jesus is powerless to change a person's life. How many know that the Word of God still says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. That means that you are not the same person because of the power of God working in our lives, folks. If we live our lives in that way, what it does is it tells them that you can live your life how you want, do what you want, say what you want, because there is nothing relevant, of how people live in the church and people live outside of the church. And unfortunately, it tells people that Jesus cannot make a difference in people's lives. Can I tell you what captivated me about a Christian, folks? Listen, I wasn't saved. I wasn't raised as a Christian. But as I would go and we would spend time with my mother-in-law, she lived across the church. She lived across the street from, an Assemblies of God church. Amen. And what would happen is they would come out. Listen, I would be hungover. I would be just in a bad state, folks. And I would see people coming out and they would be laughing. I'd be like, why isn't that me? They would be there just embracing one another. And I'm like, why isn't that me? They would be coming up and they would be having the greatest or the best of time. And I'd be like, why isn't that me? So I would see them and, they would stay there. They loved each other so much that I never went inside the church, but no doubt they spent time inside the church. They spent time at the door of the church, and they spent time outside of the church. Amen. Just like we do here. Amen. You have three phases of leaving. Amen. Hallelujah. When the church is over, you stay here. Amen. Then you get to the door and you stay there a little bit holding the door open. And then right before you get ready to go, amen, you surround yourself around the car. And then you spend some more time there. See, that made an impact in my life. just by watching them, folks. Listen, I didn't go and talk to them. Just by watching them, amen, it made an impact in my life. See, there may be some this morning that you claim the name of Jesus, but you have no love. You see a problem, and you see everybody else's problem. Those people are everybody's fixer-uppers. I'm going to remember the show Fixer Upper. Well, that's what sometimes we think we have to be in the church. We are everybody's fixer-uppers. And you got to get, it's day one of them coming in. Well, are you in sin? You better get it right. Where's the grace? Where's the mercy? Why didn't God do that to you and I? You and I would probably not be here, just like those people are probably not here, because of the way that we approach them. See, we don't see our own faults, but we see everybody else's faults. They've received forgiveness, but they don't want to forgive anybody else. When you and I are people who have no love, what it does, it tells people that there is no hope for them. People are coming in because they're broken. There's no grace for them. There's no mercy for a sinner. Amen. See, when we cannot forgive, it's very difficult for others to find forgiveness in them, because they don't see the forgiveness in us. See, nothing more this morning destroys the name of Jesus than when there is no focus, amen, or vision, amen, or there's something, amen, that is moving the church. There's no purpose. There's no plan. There's no vision. There is no will of God. Everything is just about, amen, ourselves or themselves. When the people outside of the church, I'm not talking about inside of the church, when people outside of the church come in, what they do is they say a specific word. Can anybody, amen, think of what that word is when people see you and I acting like something else? Hypocrites. See, people begin to call Christians hypocrites. See, many of churches around the world are full of hypocrites. The word hypocrite, amen, it comes, amen, and it means a play actor. And that's what many of churches are full of, amen. They're acting like Christians. They are not being Christians. See, there's a bunch of people that play acting, amen, like a Christian. This tells people, amen, that Jesus cannot make a difference, that Jesus is not real, amen. And look elsewhere, because the church is not offering, amen, no hope. See, this morning, how can you and I glorify and exalt the name of Jesus? We have to not only talk about Jesus, but we have to live as Jesus lived. Can I tell you, that's easier said than done, but it's possible. Amen. Are we going to be perfect? Are we going to fall? The Bible says that we all fall short of the glory of God. But listen, as we strive to be more and more like Jesus, those things will become less and less and less. You know, I've told you before, I only knew like six letters of the alphabet. Amen. Because that's all I talked. That's how I talked. And I only learned a few more after I got saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Because sometimes I think to myself, what in the world did you say? But can I tell you, the more that I was in Christ, the less I had to bleep. The more that I was in Christ, the less that, listen, nobody said, oh, you're a bad boy. You shouldn't say those things. God did. Amen? God did. Because the more that I was in Christ, the more I became in the image of Christ. Those words that I would speak, listen, my mama talked like that. My dad talked like that. So guess how 10 kids talked? That's all we learned, folks. That's all we talked. My mom would come up. She would get in a shouting match. Amen. My mom was loud. And then all of a sudden, she would cuss you out and then laugh at you in your face. That's the way I talked. And then I get saved, folks. And then I say those things, and it's like God's like, you don't need to say those things anymore. Why are you talking like that? That's not who you are. Remember, I changed you. See, the pastor of this church that pioneered this church, him and his wife followed up on my wife and I. I think only you guys were the only ones that were here at the time, the Roberts. Can I tell you the first day that he comes into my house? He wasn't a pastor then, but I didn't care. Amen? I'm going to tell you straight up. I'm going to tell you what I told him. I said, get the bleep, bleep, bleep out of my house. What are you doing here? He says, well, I just came to say hi. I said, okay, you said hi. Get out. Amen? That's how the introduction was. And we became best of friends. He didn't give up on me, even though I would sit there in my couch and beep, 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 beep. And he'd be like, Jesus, my ear's already ringing. But can I tell you, God changed me. God did. Now I began to say some of those things that Jesus says, what are you doing? See, this morning, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to continue to let him work in your life. You have to talk the talk, but can I tell you, you have to also walk the walk. See, as you continue to let Jesus work in your life, it will tell others that Jesus can change everything about you. That he can be the difference maker in your life. Can I tell you, the world is either going to get in a bottle, drugs, relationships, amen, or anything else, because they're looking for that one thing that can make the difference in their lives. But they're just chasing. And everywhere else they're chasing, folks, they're coming up empty. But in the name of Jesus, you find the true fulfillment in everything you've ever thought in your life. That's what you find in the name of Jesus. As you begin to live your life, like I said, God began to point different things. Listen, he called sin, sin. See, we know that nobody's perfect, but Jesus died. Listen, folks, he died for the multitude of our sins. As we see grace and mercy poured out into our lives, we also, amen, give grace and show mercy to others. The Bible says, for to those who have been forgiven much, much, amen, is required. Can I tell you? You are not too far gone for God. You are not too far gone for God. God can restore anybody in the name of Jesus. See, when you and I as a church lift up the name of Jesus, we begin to finally realize, amen, that you and I are bigger than, the things around us. When we as a church begin to make a difference in our work, because can I tell you, you can make a difference at your work. In our schools, when we go shopping, or just living our daily lives, we are not just a church here in the building, but we are a church or a representative of Christ in everything that we do. This will show people that Jesus is real, that the love of God is real, and most of all, that you are real. You're not just a hypocrite. You know, man was looking for a place to go. And as he went through the many of churches in the town, he would walk through the door. And as he walked through the door, he would begin to talk to people and say, you're just a hypocrite. So he would leave. He would walk into the next church. He would begin the same conversation. He had a script already preset. You're a hypocrite. Let me leave. He finally entered a church, and that church, amen, listen, that church was the perfect church. He said, I haven't found a hypocrite yet. So he says these words, hello, 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 and all he hears is the echo, echoing through the whole building because the church was empty. Can I tell you, folks? There are going to be all types of people in a church. Some that are not a good representation of God, but yet they're here. Listen, they are all over the churches all over the world. Can I tell you something? Let's not be one of them. In the name of Jesus, we find relief. You find joy. You find love. You find acceptance. You know, there are many churches, and I'm closing with this. There are many churches that have, and they say, and they'll tell you, we accept everybody. Can I tell you, we are one of those churches. But when you come to Christ, you can't be the way you are and still live for Christ. But instead of you and I changing people, let's let God change people. And can I tell you, when God does the changing, when God does the changing, I told you I came into church. I was one of those macho, amen, Mexicans. Amen. I had my pants down a little bit. My chest, amen, was open. I just wanted to show everybody that I was good looking. Amen. Even as ugly as I was. But I came in My shirt started buttoning up, little by little. My pants, I put a belt on. I said, let me pick this up a little bit. Started brushing my teeth, because I'm going to talk to people. Amen? Back when I had hair, let me comb my hair. So I don't have to do that anymore. But listen, can I tell you, that's what God did, folks. That's what God did. Can I tell you, that's what he will do in you. You can come just as you are. But as you allow God to work in your life, you cannot be like you be. Amen? You can't. Because if anyone is in Christ, he has made new. The old you dies in Christ. The new resurrected you is made alive because of God's resurrection. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed this morning. Amen. You might be here this morning and you're not saved. You might be here this morning and you're not right with God. We're not here to put you up in the forefront of anything else. We just want to pray with you and for you. You've heard about Jesus. Many people have heard about Jesus. But let me ask you, have you accepted Jesus into your life? Have you accepted him as your Lord and Savior? Have you begun to live your life for Jesus? Or is he just a distant something that somebody told you about? And this morning, folks, everything that we do comes to the forefront of this portion of our service. It's allowing you to make a decision this morning. God, I'm not right. But God, I need you in my life. I've heard about you, but I've never accepted you. Would that be you this morning? That's you. That's you. I'm not going to put you on blast. I just want to pray for you. Is that you? Would you lift up your hand? You want to accept Jesus Christ into your life? You want to say a prayer? You want to live for Jesus? Is that you? Lift up your hand. Amen. Let me move the order of this call. Maybe you accepted Jesus into your life at one point. The things of this world became attractive after you accepted Christ. And now today you find yourself back to where you came from. You gave yourself to the world. You were in the church. You were raised in the church. You were living for God. The lure of the devil was to get you to fall. That's what he did with Adam. That's what he did with Eve. To lure them and tell him and tell them, did God really say those things? Bait, line, and sinker, you fell. You took the trap. And today you are away from God. Today you are backslidden. You want to give your life to Jesus with nobody looking around. Is that you? You want to surrender your life to God? That's you. Would you simply do one thing? Nobody's looking around, folks. Listen, this is between you and God right now. Would you lift up your hand? I want to pray for you. Accept Jesus and live. Anybody here, you want to live? I can sense that there's people that want to lift up their hands. But what are people going to say about me? What are people going to, what are they? It's, can I tell you, have we ever asked ourselves what God thinks about us? You're here this morning. Listen, I'm going to make this last call. You've never given your life to Jesus, so you're a backslider and you want to surrender your life to Christ. Would you simply do one thing? I just want to pray for you. Lift up your hand quickly, quickly. Amen. One honest heart. Lift it up. I want to pray with you. Amen. Anybody else? Would you come? If you lifted up your hand, would you come? I just want to pray for you. Come on. It's okay. I just want to pray for you. I just want to pray for you. Amen. Amen. Church, let me talk to you. As I open up this altar, can I tell you folks, I don't want to be that person that draws people away from God. I want to be that person that draws people to God. Maybe you are, amen. Maybe God is working in you right now, amen. And we're going to open up this altar. Can you ask God, God, help me with those things that I'm falling short of? Let me be an encouragement. Let me be an encouragement instead of being that one. God, let me be an encouragement instead of being that person. Instead of drawing people away from the things of God. God, let me be that person that draws people onto you. Let me be that light. Let me be that salt of the earth. Let me be that testimony that people are longing for. Can I tell you, that can be you. You lay hold of God and let God help you. The altar is open, amen. Come, lay hold of God this morning. Oh God, we thank you, Jesus.